This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbatihi wa man wala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the greatest tricks of shaitan is that he tries to push someone to be a perfect worshipper. You may be saying like, whoa, whoa, what? What I mean by perfection is something which Allah has not asked of us. So shaitan will try to take us to be so hard on ourselves and to seek an unrealistic expectation of perfection to the point that we become frustrated and despondent and actually turn away from faith. Imam Ibn al-Ta'ala Iskandari deals with that issue here in the 47th Hikam. He says, لَا تَتُرُكِ الذِّكْرَ لِعَدَمِ حُدُورِكَ مَعَ اللَّهِ فِي. Do not stop making dhikr just because at certain moments that you're making dhikr or while you're making dhikr, you are not focused to the point that, you know, you are experiencing like the presence of Allah, meaning, of course, not physically, but like Allah on your heart and your mind. You're not focused. He says, don't stop making dhikr because it happens. لِأَنَّ غَفْلَتَكَ عَنْ وُجُودِ ذِكْرِهِ أَشَدُّ مِنْ غَفْلَتِكَ فِي وُجُودِ ذِكْرِهِ يَا Allah. He says, because your negligence of his existence while you're making dhikr is not as bad as you being negligent of his existence. Because when you're making dhikr, you're acknowledging his existence. But when you're not making dhikr, there's none of that's happening. So that ghafla is not as bad as the other. Subhanallah. لِأَنَّ غَفْلَتَكَ عَنْ وُجُودِ ذِكْرِهِ. Being negligent of remembering him, أَشَدُّ is worse, more difficult, مِنْ غَفْلَتِكَ فِي وُجُودِ ذِكْرِهِ. Then you being negligent of him while you are mentioning him. Because فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرُكُمْ. فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ يَرْفَعَكَ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مَعَ وُجُودِ غَفْلَةٍ. Because maybe, because of your dhikr, Allah will still raise you and still bless you, even though you may be slightly negligent. إِلَىٰ ذِكْرٍ مَعَ وُجُودٍ يَقَضَةً. So you may go from a state of negligence, but because of the barakah of Allah's remembrance and the blessing, Allah will bring you to a state of awareness.
وَمِنْ ذِكْرٍ مَعَ وُجُودِ يَقَظَةٍ إِلَى ذِكْرٍ مَعَ وُجُودِ حُضُورٍ وَمِنْ ذِكْرٍ مَعَ وُجُودِ حُضُورٍ إِلَى ذِكْرِ مَعَ غَيْبَةٍ عَمَّا سِوَى الْمَذْكُورِ.
So what he's saying is, that state of negligence, there's still a lot of hope in that, because you're still remembering Allah. And that will bring you into a state of awareness. And that will bring you into the state of experiencing the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind and your heart. And then that will take you to a state of where the only thing you are immersed in at that time is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. That ain't hard for Allah to do. So alhamdulillah, we should never like, oh, I was making dua, but like, you know, I wasn't completely focused, or I was making dhikr, I was making salah. La khalas yani. La wa khalas, the barakah, alhamdulillah, of those moments may bring you to a higher maqam. So I have hope in Allah more than you fear your shortcomings.
Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.